This is the DiPietro, Canty, and Rothenberg podcast.
I'm a big star, you know.
Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play ESPN New York 98.7.
This is DCR.
$10 million if you make it to the top of Everest. Would you try?
I'd give it a shot, sure.
You would. There is zero chance you would succeed.
Probably not. He thrives off making other people uncomfortable.
I'll just be the host that comes on and we break down every at-bat and we're bland and boring. Because God forbid I put anybody in a situation which is remotely uncomfortable. I'm in a constant state of uncomfortable.
No, it's because you don't fit in your pants. That has nothing to do with the show.
This is DCR.
The impetus is you're lazy.
No, it's not. How could you say that I'm lazy?
No, you're not lazy. You just prefer not to do much work.
That's the definition of lazy.
On 98.7 ESPN.
I'm still taken aback by this, calling me lazy. I guess Kay is, but I'm one of the hardest working people at the station.
No.
Yeah.
False.
Absolutely.
False.
Absolutely.
You're not even in the top three at the moment.
Top five. We'll get into Don's top five. DCR 98.7 ESPN presented by Progressive Insurance. If you had to think of the top five hardest working people at the station, where would you go?
Top five hardest working at the station? Just the station?
Yeah.
Or can I, anyone on the,
what do you
on
mean,
the station?
Any station across the
no,
country?
No,
yes, this station.
No, it's different. It's different. Like, I consider us at the station like our show and the K show and Larry and Gordon.
Right.
Like, am I throwing, like, is Greeny in the mix?
Sure.
Is Max in the mix?
Sure.
Is KJZ in the mix?
Yeah, it's a show on the station.
Okay, so, I mean, not, K's obviously my number one.
Oh, of course.
I mean, that
he
goes
is.
Without
yeah.
saying.
Yeah, slobber.
Do you know
that,
how hard
yeah.
it would? Okay, time off for a second.
Yeah.
This is baseball. This isn't like he's doing, like, once a week where he's doing play-by-play in the NFL or whatever it is. It's every single day he does Yankees play-by-play.
Yeah, I get it. He works hard.
So, all right. So, 2 to 6:30, he hosts a show, and then he turns right around, and now he's the voice of the Yankees. That seems like hard work to me.
It does, and he does a great job. But of course, but I mean, there's no doubt that you were going to go with K as your number one.
There's
not a list I could ask you to provide that was positive that you wouldn't have Michael number one.
No, every positive list, K, the K-ster is number one. We all
exactly.
know that.
And then that's why it's embarrassing about you. But all right, K
no,
number one.
No, it's not embarrassing.
K,
no, listen.
We don't need to get off the rails here.
Time
K
out.
Number one.
Time out. More embarrassing, me having K on my list or Don not having K on
we'll
his
get
list.
To, we'll get to that in a
okay.
minute. K number one.
We already know the answer.
No, it's not embarrassing at all. Michael works very hard. And as much as I dislike him at times, I think it's fair to say that he is a legitimate number one. Yes.
All right, so I'm going K number one. Although it doesn't show.
You're going to go Peter too.
No, just by sheer size. I'm going to go Chris Carlin at the moment, number two.
Give me a break.
Do you know how far his drive is to get into the Seaport every day?
Well, he chooses that.
No, he does not choose it. He couldn't sell his house.
So I love
he
lives, candles.
He lives an hour and 45 minutes, no traffic away from the Seaport.
Oh, God.
Dave, he was hosting. He went Greeny, Barton Hahn, and then his own show. I mean, that's hard work.
The guy has a commute. When I go to Bristol, it's an hour plus
no, when
away.
You,
I don't hear
when,
I didn't
you. You haven't gone anywhere.
Out the violin for me.
You haven't gone anywhere. Like, if you can't lose weight, is doing as much work as you just, there's no chance for Carlin.
I can't poke Mr. Fatty.
All right, so you have Carlin number two, which I think is ridiculous.
I got Carlin number two.
I mean, there's times he does a half-hour show.
No, but that's not now. That is not now. I'm going to go Greeny number three.
Greeny works hard.
Doing Get Up, and then he turns it on 2 seconds later, and he's doing a radio
he
show.
He works hard. I'm not going to deny that.
I'm going to go.
Gets
I'm gonna
a
go,
lot of money, by the way.
He makes a lot of money. A
lot of money.
I'll go Dave Rothenberg four.
Oh, I made it.
I'll go Rothenberg four.
Uh-huh.
I give you credit this early, and then you wake up again on Saturday to do it. I give you tons
right.
of credit for that.
Thank you.
And then I just think schedule-wise, I think I got to go Damer with the schedule.
Damer?
Because he's up early, though, too.
What time does he start doing the updates? At 8?
Right after our show, right?
So he does the updates from like 8 to noon, and then he does the show from 10 to
And he
to
does the
midnight.
Show at night.
Yeah.
Like, you got to turn it on twice. That's not easy.
Well, let me ask you this. What's harder? What would you prefer to do if given the choice? I'm not saying the job. I'm saying the hours. The hours we keep, where you're waking up at 3, 3:30 and doing the show 5 to 8, or what Gordon does, where he does the 8 to noon updates and then the 10 to midnight show.
I prefer what we do.
You would prefer to do what we do.
I prefer
so you think
this,
he
yeah.
has it more difficult than we have it?
No, that's why I have you. I think just for me. Like, some people like it the opposite. Look, I don't. I enjoy the fact that we're off, and then we have. I have the rest of the day with my kids.
The rest of the day, we have a great time.
Suffering thuckatat. This is what happens when you watch Space Jam.
That's the algorithm.
Have you seen Space Jam yet?
No, I heard it's terrible.
It's not good.
Yeah, I heard it's not.
It's long too, man. Long. But here's the thing, though. You'll watch it and you'll question, like, is this, like, how much of this is based off LeBron's real life? Like, is this something he's dealing with his own kids? Like, he's got Bronny who loves basketball, but then he's got the other one that's really maybe not that into the basketball, but he mm-hmm. wants him to be. It's interesting stuff. I see it with parents all the time. I'm sure you're the same way. Where you got parents always pushing the kids, and the kids like, I don't sure. really want to do this.
Yeah, and they have no desire to. The parents that make their kids do certain things, I don't like that. Really upsets me.
But how often do you see it, though?
A lot.
But too much.
It's troubling. It's upsetting. Guests on the show appear via the Goodyear hotline. All right, can we get to Don's just preposterous list from yesterday, please?
I think we should.
Preposterous. So he has the Daily Don, and yesterday's list is the top five hosts at the station. All right? It's Hardesty 5, Damer 4, I'm 3, Carlin 2, Han 1. Where is your first problem with the list? And you know what? I shouldn't even ask you because I
have multiple problems with the list.
Your first problem with the list is that Michael K is not number one, right?
That's number one. I also have a problem that Greeny's not on the list.
Greeny should be on the list.
He's a Hall of Famer.
Yeah. I don't know how I've gone from one to three, by the way.
No, I know. It's amazing to me. Like, you're doing Morning Drive, and you went from one to three. That don't make any sense.
No.
At all.
Makes no sense.
Now, there was something behind this list.
You think there's a vendetta? You think
there's
this
a vendetta.
Is a, this is a, he's making a statement.
Yeah, I think he's making some kind of statement.
Why?
Like, I think Allen does an awesome job. You know how much I love Allen. I mean, it started with Allen. But, I mean, you just can't. I mean, you got no one from the Afternoon Drive show on the list?
Nope.
No one?
Who are you taking out?
No,
there's not
no one
person.
From that show. Listen, I was taken aback. He didn't even consider you.
But I'm not a host. I don't consider myself a host.
You are a host on the station.
No.
You proved at 6:30 that this is something well within your
No, I know,
your,
but
your
I don't
wheelhouse.
Do it. Like, that list for me, if you said name the hosts, I would have had people that actually
so you're
drive
looking
the show.
For the, but no. See, if the category was named the top five drivers of a show on the station, then you'd be correct. But that's not what they said. Name the host. Now, let me ask you this. Who hosts the show? Doesn't Larry host the show? Technically, he drives the show, right?
I think they go back and forth driving shows.
Well, that's nice.
But Gordon has done his own show, though. He's a driver
Gordon
of the show.
Gordon is more than capable.
Yes.
And I actually believe Gordon is very underrated.
I love Gordon.
I think he's a diamond in the rough because I think he's a terrific sense of humor that goes under the radar a lot.
You know, I haven't had a drink, one adult beverage since the pandemic started probably.
Why?
Yeah, he's very trollish like Carlin too. Those two would
give me your list. You're not going to offend me. Give me your honest list of your top five hosts at the station. And I don't want you to say it's got to be people that actually host. Like, drive the show. You're eligible. Canty's eligible. Peter, Don, anybody. But why don't we do it next?
Comfortable doing the list.
No, there's no uncomfortable.
I don't want to hurt people's feelings.
That's but fine. Surge, this is what we
listen,
do.
Listen, Surge on Twitter makes a good point, too. And maybe because Alan's just, you know, on vacation constantly now. What Han was doing was special, though. Doing the Knicks and then KJZ at six.
Yeah.
That was impressive.
But here I agree with that. And if you wanted to put him on your hardest working list, I think that he
That's
could,
what I mean. For the hardest working list, for sure.
Okay. All right, yeah, no, absolutely. And he always looks like $1 million, too.
Yeah, his hair is perfect.
It actually bothers me.
No, they got hair and makeup, don't they, over there?
Yeah, marginally. Marginally.
Well, when you got good hair, you got good hair. I mean, his hair is
he's
nice.
He's got good hair. He always looked like he... Like, I'm... There's never a time when I'm doing this show where I'm not exhausted. And I look at Alan, and he looks like he's just waking up from like a 10-hour sleep.
Yeah, I could only imagine.
I find it very disconcerting. Very.
Yeah, but if you knew we were on TV, you would look different. Like you'd, I mean, you wake up, take a shower, do yourself up a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit, as much as someone like me could do. But I wouldn't look like that. I would.
Well, no, I mean, you wouldn't look like that because that's not what you look like. But I mean,
but I wouldn't like.
I think you look fine on TV.
Clean. He looks good. He looks really good.
Yeah,
all
but
right.
Hey, here's the thing, though. How exhausted? You're tired now. You don't take a nap, and then you go right to do Untucked. Which means you're even more tired, and you look like $1 million. when you're sitting in your chair all done up.
Yeah, that's true. It's a valid point. We're doing another podcast today, by the way.
What is it?
I just think it's a general get some thoughts off my chest kind of a show.
Oh, I have like TJ. I have Nico.
But that's what the show is intended to be, though. You're untucked.
Yeah. But we have some brilliant ideas coming up in the future.
Look at and this. Welcome aboard.
Look at
we're going to walk through towns, cities.
For what?
And I'm explaining to you.
Were there men there?
And offer people money to answer questions.
I feel like that's been done already.
Almost like a cash cab, but just as you're sitting there dining, outside dining in New York City, I sit down with you.
What are you calling it? It's sports trivia prostitute?
I want to be a college professor. Why can't we talk about that?
I mean, I don't know what we're going to call it specifically, but I mean, it's brilliant. You're sitting there. I sit down, you and Cass. I'm like, hey, let me sit down. Your meal might be free if you can answer a couple questions properly.
This show's been done. I've seen the show before.
Well, you know what? I don't know that.
I guarantee. During the break, I'm going to look one up. I guarantee I've seen it before.
I don't think so. I think it's the genius of Untalked. Then we've copyrighted it, so if it's been done, well, it can't be in the
future. Am I fun?
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro, Canty, and Rothenberg podcast.
You're absolutely right.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want. Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you working with your top five list now of hosts at the station?
I'm working with it, yep.
Are you ready to present it, or do we need to do a little Yankees conversation?
I got that list. I'm also sitting here going through my mind my three guests at dinner, too, and I'm disgusted with myself.
Well, you can redo it. You want to redo it?
No, I don't want to redo it, but because there's just too many.
You want to go James Monroe?
No, I don't want James Monroe. I like the fact that you're taking Maryland. I don't think you need Maryland and JFK, because I think you get the same, or DiMaggio and Monroe.
Oh, but DiMaggio, Kennedy, and Monroe, and now you can find out lots of stuff, and it's awkward.
Yeah, but that's like a Jerry Springer episode is what you're setting yourself up for.
Okay.
Is that what you want? Maybe that's what you want.
I'm with the President of the United States, one of the greatest baseball players to ever walk the planet, and Marilyn Monroe? Wouldn't be terrible.
Yeah, but see, here's the thing, though, is because now all of a sudden when we start straying away from like just going athletes, you know, singers, actors, like celebrities like that, is we start getting into like, because I'm so interested. Like remember we brought up pickleball the other day and you asked who invented pickleball? Like, the people that have these ideas, like, I'm going to invent the telephone. So you know what?
So Alexander Graham Bell would be someone.
Yeah, I want to know.
Thomas Edison.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
Who invented pickleball?
I think it's William Pickle.
It was not William Pickle.
Those people fascinate me. They fascinate me.
Wait, you would think about the guy that invented pickleball as one of your three guests at dinner?
Well, maybe just because we're trying to get in. I mean, we're trying to get into the pickleball community. Like, if all of a sudden now me and you are, like, tight with the guy who invented it.
Is he still living?
Oh, I don't know, but that does some stuff for us as far as credibility.
I saw a commercial with Jerry Rice and Brett Favre playing pickleball. I will be great at pickleball.
Great. See, I think you'll be good, too. And that's why...
Honestly, great. Because I think that like, the running in tennis could hold me down at this point. Where it didn't used to be. I used to be able to cover every inch of the court. But I think that could be an issue. But it's tennis without the running.
Yes.
So I think I'm going to be phenomenal.
Yeah, and it's not all about smashing it either.
No. There's placement. There's everything
finesse.
Going on.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So do you have your top five list?
I got my top five.
All right. Go ahead. From five to one. Build the suspense.
You want me 5-1?
5-1, yeah.
All right. Number five, I'm going with the big fella. I'm going with Chris Carlin.
All right.
Number five on my list.
Five is Carlin.
Number four, I'm going with my original partner, my OG partner. Man, I love. I'm going with Alan Hahn, number four.
I like it.
Number three, I'm going with my new partner, guy who puts a smile on my face every single morning. I'm going with Dave Rothenberg, number three.
Okay. So I'm three.
Because this is a legitimate list we're doing here now.
No. I think you're doing well. I think I should be higher, but I think you're doing well.
Well, you'll understand why. Because now all of a sudden, I'm going Greeny, number two.
Mm.
Hall of Famer, Mike Greenberg, number two. Get up, straight to the radio.
Yeah, I can't argue with that.
And especially with the amount of money he's making, the drive, the willingness to keep doing it. You know what I mean?
I do, because if I had that much money, I'm probably not waking up at 5 o'clock in the morning to do a show every day.
No, you're not.
No.
Although you love yourself on TV. You do love it. I mean, you are...
I mean, well.
an egomaniac.
Goes without saying. And number one is, of course,
I'm going with the case. They're number one.
It's not a terrible list.
That's a good list.
It's not a terrible list.
Okay.
And here's the other thing, though. Here's why Kay's number one and Greeny's not number one is because Kay spends more time on the station.
And you're also in love with him.
And
you're
love him.
In love with Greeny the same.
I love him. Oh, I love Greeny, too. I love
How about Greeny stealing my bit the other day, huh?
That's been happening a lot. It's an epidemic here at the...
Well, he RJ says he attributed it, but he still took it.
No, but it was nice of him. Listen, that's, I mean, you got Greeny attributing with stuff. That's nice.
It was such a genius idea that I brought to the table.
Well, but I mean, what I didn't like about it, though, is rest area, yeah, cool. Like, dish at a restaurant, okay, that's kind of on the
no,
same
level. No, dish at a restaurant is awful.
Well, no, but that's, I mean, some people take that seriously. Like, Canty married that. Like, that's...
Well,
some people
a
like
terrible
that's cool.
choice by Canty.
I would love.
There's
a
no way you're taking
a
dish at a restaurant over a mountain.
But that's what I'm saying, though. You can't have the mountain in the conversation,
or
like, the
airport.
Mountain is not compared. Like rest area and dish at a restaurant are closer than okay. Now a mountain. Of course, you're taking the mountain
right. Because the other day on the show, and this is the genius of me, is that Debbie Duhaime was doing the traffic update. And she's saying, you know, Jersey Turnpike, avoid this, and, you know, the Vince Lombardi rest area. And I was like, rest area? Why is there not a rest area named after me? And we came back on air, and I mentioned it, and the conversation and the topic now exploded over to Greeny's show. So much so that Greeny's producer texted me saying, I can't believe you have now done this to the show.
Oh, yeah.
We can't talk anything that we're supposed to get into today.
See, that's what's amazing about you, though.
Now.
I want people. I want the fans of this show, the minions that Dave likes to call his fans, which is disgusting and disgraceful. And old Pedro and Lonnie and everyone that loves the show, to just sit back for a quick second and just to understand the mind of one Dave Rothenberg. He's listening to Debbie Duhaime do a traffic report, and the first thought when she mentions something about traffic is, and a rest area is, why do I not have a rest area named after me?
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
That is...
See, but you're burying the
lead. It's delusional, is what it is.
You're burying the lead.
No, that's the lead.
And the genius of me was I heard it, and I brought it from that into our show, and it now, you know, five steps later, is now something that's being discussed on Greeny's show for so much time that they're like, oh, my God, this is... Can we please get back to sports a little bit?
By the way, your idea, like I said, was already on TV. It was on SNY. It was called Beer Money.
No. Beer Money was a show where they would have some schmo stand there and they'd ask him like three or four questions. And they would give him money for each correct. They did not walk up to people that were unsuspecting. This is someone that was
prearranged. Well, yeah, because they didn't want to get arrested. You're going to get arrested. I mean, they already
know
you're a lurker.
Well, you know, that's part of the beauty of the show, the charm of the show.
Yeah, okay. Well, you get stabbed. Like that show Cheaters where they're like, oh, we caught you and the guy stabbed
him. No one's going to stab me and arrest
me. Who knows?
If you're out for dinner... And I walk up to you and I say, excuse me, would you like to partake in this? You're not gonna scream and freak out. I don't say there's a chance that you can have a free dinner because of a little knowledge that you might have. You would run towards that.
No, you would not.
Oh, with cameras around? Oh,
no.
Sensational.
Have a big check. How about that? See, if you have the big check, I think you'll have more success.
You mean like that huge bank check that they hand out at golf tournaments?
Yes.
But for like $50?
It doesn't matter how much it's worth. It's a big check. People love the big check.
The big check? I like the big check.
You know, that's how Lenny Dykstra got his first car wash started.
With a big check?
No, yeah. He saw a place that he's like, oh, this would be a great car wash. That's where he made a bunch of his money was the car washes. He's like, this is perfect. But some lady lived in the house. He said, but I need that piece of property. So he got one of those big giant checks and walked up and said, I'll give you this much money.
And she was so taken by the big
check.
Yes. Yeah.
It's a good idea.
Yeah, and it's worked out well for Lenny. So who knows what I'll do here.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro, Canty, and Rothenberg podcast.
I don't wake up at 4 a.m. to wear a swim shirt.
Looking for more access to the show? Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at DCR on ESPN.
DCR with you, 98.7 ESPN. No Canty today. And then we're on vacation next week. You know who I heard is filling in for us next week?
A couple different.
So Monday, it's Wischusen and Willie Colon, I believe. That's going to be really good.
Oh, yeah.
I might.
Former Jet, voice of the Jets.
The former Jet and the voice of the Jets.
Oh, which is perfect for Willie, too. He wakes up early, but I mean, pretty much. I mean, how much talking does Willie have to do in that? I mean, that's
nothing.
Like a day off.
Hey, he could just sit there on the
just
Zoom
hang out.
And Bob will just take control.
Exactly right.
I love how sensitive Bob is about it. I mean, Bob talks a lot.
A lot.
And he's very good, and he's entertaining, but a lot.
He's got a nice voice, though. I really like Bob's voice.
It's smooth. It's you know what it's like? It's like a landing of a plane where you see the airport, you see the runway, and you just softly touch down. It's not like
just
you
glide right in.
The wheels hit, and you like bounce back up, and it's like, oh God, the stomach is queasy for a minute. No, it's smooth and easy and long.
Yeah, but by the way, and here's another thing, though. I mean, Santi brought this up earlier in the show, is that you just thrive on people being uncomfortable, so that's why you made me do my list. What's your list? What's your top five?
You got to give me a few minutes, though.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah, I'll do my list. You got to give me a few minutes. All right, let's get back to the Yankees, the disaster of a loss that we saw last night with the bullpen implodes yet again. Chad Green, and then Kriske was just terrible. Let's go to Dino in the Bronx and get back into it. Dino, you're on 98.7 ESPN.
Yo, what's up, guys? Quick question before I get into the baseball. If you could sit down and have dinner with one person who knew everything that ever happened, you could ask them one question. What would it be?
Wait, so we're having dinner with one person, and we can ask one question of anything that ever happened?
Happened or will happen?
Like, will happen in the future or has happened in the past?
Let's do ever happen.
Ever happened?
I don't know.
There's so many questions you could ask.
Why'd you hang up on him? He said, I just want to ask this question, then I want to get to the Yankees.
I want to know what happened to the dinosaurs. I want to know who shot Kennedy. I want to know.
Yeah.
I'd like to see an alien.
There's no aliens.
What do you mean? They're coming out now. There's aliens. Stop.
No aliens.
There is.
What a terrible job by those guys. At the beginning of his call, he said, I just want to ask you this quick question and then get to the Yankees. He asked the question. He's about to get to his Yankee point, and now he just vanished.
Well, I think his Yankee point was they're in trouble because look what Tampa just did.
Which is a ridiculous point. They're in trouble, period.
Period.
The fact that Tampa just added Nelson Cruz might, you know, compound the fact that they're in trouble. But they're not catching Tampa. They're 7 games behind Tampa. Tampa's better. They lead you by 7 games. What leads you? I love it. It's like, well, we're 8 games behind them. What in God's green earth leads you to believe the Yankees are catching Boston or Tampa here?
Well, I think last night, you know, closing the deal in that game would have helped you feel that way a little
but
bit.
But you didn't.
No, you didn't. Exactly right.
You know what, Rick? You never do.
Not recently you haven't. There's been some... Forget gut punches. There's been some haymakers recently. That Angels game, that the Astros game was probably the worst before the break, and now this one. And the way it happened, too. See, that's the thing about the Astros game, too. It was the way that it happened, too. It's like, now all of a sudden, you're trolling the Astros, and Altuve cheated, and then, boom, it's Altuve that hits the game-winning home run. Then they rip his jersey off, and they troll you back. They win because they won the game, and now Kriske in the 10th was a historic performance.
I mean, it really was. I mean, it's never been done in the history of baseball, that many wild pitches in an extra inning. Ever. And it could have been
more. No, it's a Yankees record, actually, too, which is not the record you want. He actually got credited for 4. There was 5. I mean, let's be honest. There was 5.
Should
have been 5. The first pitch he threw was a wild pitch. There was a lot from last night. If I was a Yankees fan today, whoo!
Oh. Those are gut punches, too.
Dave, that's not even a gut punch, though, man. That's all of a sudden, that's 3 in a row against the Yankees. I got Cole on the mound tonight, right?
Yeah, you can feel the worm is turning. And if you're Boston, really if you're Boston, and by the way, guests on the show appear via the Goodyear Hotline, and save when you bundle auto, home, or motorcycle insurance, visit progressive.com and do that today. If you're Boston coming into the series, what do you have to do? You go 2-2, you're fine, right?
Fine.
Yeah, I mean, you tread water. They're in big trouble. There are 7 games or 8 games behind you. You're fine. You go 2-2. Now all you have to do is win 1 of 3. If you were the Yankees, you saw a real hope to win 3 of 4.
Yes.
You would have won last night. You love your chances tonight. Split Saturday, Sunday. You've won 3 of 4. And you're right back in it.
Right back in it. Feeling good about yourself.
That ship has sailed.
Yeah, not even just sailed. I mean, that ship hit an iceberg. That thing sunk last night.
Oh, it's awful. But when the Mets have these losses, it's so upsetting to me.
Yeah, you know, you always fall back. But Dave, you fall back with the Mets is that somehow we're still in first place. With the Yankees, I mean, all you look now is like,
well, the Mets
God.
Are in a crappy division, right?
Who cares? Don't keep saying that. I'm just saying,
like, if the Yankees were in a crappy division and they were 50-45, as disheartened as you'd be with their performance, you'd say, we're two games back, we're fine. Or we're up by a game, we're fine. Part of the reason you're so disheartened is because you're so far back and you find it to be almost an impossibility to catch up at this point.
Well, yeah, that's the thing, though. But, I mean, that again, when you take the expectations of this team and now all of a sudden where they're at, it's you can't keep telling me that, oh, it's just another gut punch, we have to shake it off. Because all we're doing is shaking games off the schedule. And I look up now and now it's eight. Right now it's eight games. And now it's
eight games end of July.
Yeah, I mean, and again, an opportunity where, and I'll go back to it, because for every Yankees fan, and listen, I'm one of those people that loves to have an element of old school baseball. Having the ability to put pressure on the defense with, you know, hit and runs, sacrifice bunt, what you saw last night when you need it, and then the ability to run the bases and steal bases. I think all that stuff, and when you look at what Tampa does, I'm sitting here looking at some of the stats from Tampa. I mean, you start to understand why this team consistently has success. Because, I mean, there's certain things that they do really well that a team like the Yankees doesn't necessarily do well. But now, all of a sudden, can. In that eighth inning, man, for anyone that loves baseball, that eighth inning was what you love. LeMahieu, leadoff walk, steal second. Not the same old stand where he's just, you know, one of those non-competitive at-bats where he's clearly trying to hit a home run. No, gets his bat on the ball. Actually, which is funny, all we see about Stanton is, oh, look at the exit velo. It was too soft to be caught.
Yep.
It's a bloop.
It in there.
Put pressure on Verdugo. He screws up. Boom, LeMahieu scores. Right? Then it's Odor, perfectly executed sacrifice bunt. I got second and third. Torres comes up. What do I got to do? No, I don't need a home run in this moment. That'd be nice. I got to get the ball in the air. Right field, boom. Yada D, yada do, 3-1. And now all of a sudden, I'm looking good. I'm feeling like we're going to win this game. And then no. We decide, you know, it's Sessa, five pitches. You looked awesome, but we have it in our mind that Chad Green's going to close this game. We're not going to adjust on the fly with what we just saw. We're going to hope that when Chad comes out here, he's got a dynamic fastball tonight and he gets the job done, which he didn't.
He did not. He was bad. They were bad. They blew it again. So they're what? They're 50-45, right? Is that their record currently?
The Yankees currently.
I think that's what they are.
Yankees currently are 50-45, yeah.
So if you would give me the win against the Astros, which had a 5-run lead entering the ninth, the win against the Angels that rainy
Ohtani,
night,
yep,
and last night, I'd be 53-42.
Yeah.
And you'd say, you know what, they're fine.
Yeah, I mean, you feel better about it, especially now. I mean, even if you didn't give me those two wins, if you gave me the win last night and what they've done since the All-Star break, knowing, okay, I'm going to get Urshela back.
Mm-hmm.
Our best player's coming back. We definitely missed. They absolutely 1,000% missed having Cortez and Loaiza last night.
Loaiza is a huge addition to this.
Huge
team.
Addition. Especially in a night like last night. You know what, Dave? That's the funny part about last night, though, is, you know, our bullpen, I got no Chapman, I got no Britton. You know, we'd like to ride Montgomery as long as possible. And I think the rain affected that because he pitched really, really well. He probably would have given you more length. He only threw 83 pitches. But then it's like, okay, we bring in Romano, and we can't wait to get him out of the game.
Because that's
then we bring in
Lickie. It's all about lanes.
Yeah, but why,
his
though?
His lane is to get out of this. Sess's lane
told
is
me,
to get out of this.
Yeah, but you just told me, like, why in that moment when I know, like, I want to limit how much I'm using this bullpen because I don't have many options, why wouldn't they, oh, this guy actually looks like he's got good stuff tonight. Let's ride this out for a minute.
They don't analyze the game like that at all. They go in knowing, all right, it'll be Romano. He's available. We bring him up. We'll pitch him. It'll be Sessa. He's available. He gets the eighth. We'll pitch him. We have a lead in the ninth. It's Chad Green. That's where we're going. They don't deviate from the plan. That's what bothers you.
Yeah, see, I don't like that, though. I mean, you bring in Romano.
I hate it, too.
You bring in Romano. Martinez hits a single. Renfroe, gets, you know, flies out, ending over. Then all of a sudden, you know, you start him going into the seventh. Vasquez grounds out, and then it's like, okay, let's get Lickie in. For what? Because you like the lane is Verdugo for him?
Because that's what they intended to do coming into the game. Nick in Queens. Nick, you're on 98.7 ESPN. Nick? Oh, that's a shame.
Yeah, that's too bad.
Yeah, really unfortunate.
I was looking forward to hearing from Nick.
So I guess his point was that he thinks the Yankees still have a pretty good chance to make it to the wild card.
They do.
No, they don't.
Yeah, they do.
a pretty good chance?
They got a good chance to make it to the wild card.
Would you agree they're not catching the first wild card?
Do I think they're going to catch Tampa or Boston? Probably not. No.
Okay. So you think that they have a chance? And listen, a chance to catch Oakland? I'll give you that. But a good chance?
I think they're going to make a move. And if the starting pitching, I mean, if Cole continues to pitch well, I mean, if he could score a run from Montgomery, the poor guy, I mean, this is one run in six starts.
So if you had to bet on it, you would bet the Yankees make the playoffs?
I would still bet the Yankees make the playoffs.
Now, here's a dilemma for us. Nick is back. But I don't know that I just want to go right to him because we called on him and he was unavailable. And now he's back and he thinks we're just gonna rush to him.
Yeah, but I mean, here's the thing, though. But here's the thing. Here's my mindset, right? Like, if I go into bed expecting to get some sexy time with Cass, and I give her the nudge, and she's not.
I get some sexy undies.
And then I'm like, you know what? I'm gonna, you know, she's not into it. I'm gonna shut it down. And then all of a sudden, she pops up, and she's like, "Oh, whoa, sorry, I fell asleep for a second. You ready?" I'm like, "No, no, you weren't. You hurt. No, I'm the clue.
You're ready.
I'm ready."
So you are comparing Nick and his Yankees call to sexy time with Cass.
Everything goes back to sexy, especially now that I'm all waxed up. I almost lost a nipple yesterday.
You had a full waxing?
Dude, I thought I lost a nipple yesterday.
Wait, hang on a second. So how does this go down? You go to an establishment that does waxings?
Yeah.
Oh, you lie on a table. Mm-hmm. Who waxes you, a man or a woman?
It was a woman.
A woman? Now, how aggressive do we get when we wax?
No, Kelly Clarkson!
Not that bad. I'm not as thick as...
No, no, I don't mean that. I mean, like, is there, outside of the hair on top of your head, is there any hair on your body at the moment?
At the moment, no. From belly button up, I'm good. I didn't get my arms or anything. No, I just had I got the old... Because I told you, I was taking that biotin stuff that's supposed to, like, help you with having beautiful, luscious hair. And it was fugazi. No, I got hair, but I'm growing hair in places that I've never grown hair before.
Are you concerned about going bald?
Oh, yeah.
But your dad's not bald.
Yes, he is.
He's bald?
Oh, yeah. So
then he pulls it off well, because I don't remember him being bald.
Yeah, oh, no, he's bald. Yeah, he is. He's got hair around the sides.
Like Dick Vitale bald?
No, he's not. You know, he doesn't shave the sides. The top is bald.
Bald.
Top is bald. My brother shaves his head.
Terrified of this or no? You're like, when I go bald, I'll be fine.
No, I'm not terrified. Like, I'd like to hold on to it as long as possible. Then because I'm not going halfway, right?
You're going to shave it?
Yeah, oh yeah. I'm definitely shaving it.
So what do you want to do with Nick? So now Cass is saying, all right, I'm ready.
She's ready. Yo, especially
so you're ready
now.
For Nick?
I think we're ready for Nick.
All right, this is your call. I'm not thrilled with him. Nick in Queens, you better be there now, Nick. You're on 98.7.
Hey, what's up, guys? Thanks so much for taking me back. I appreciate it.
You know what? Hearing the contrition in your voice, I'm glad we did. Welcome back, Nick.
It's another win for me today.
So put on me this. So I don't know why you guys are ripping on the Yankees so much, right? Because they only have, what, two more losses than the Mets. And everyone's talking about how...
Yeah, but it doesn't matter, though.
Well, why are you comparing the Yankees to the Mets, Nick? Why is that something that we're doing?
I'm just saying, the Yankees are trending upwards. How many losses have we had? I think we were 11 games out.
Nick, they stunk last night again.
All you got to do is get in the playoffs. Stamp the ticket, and that's it. Don't matter if you're first place, second wild card, just getting into the playoffs is a whole different
thing. And you see that, Nick, you see that as something that is without a doubt going to happen right now? Rick, give me the number. Was it 12% you gave me?
I gave you 12%, yeah.
And Nick feels great about that?
No, listen, I appreciate that, though. I enjoy him as a Yankees fan as opposed to people that call and complain when they win.
Well, calling and complaining when they win is ridiculous, but sitting here with your pom-poms after they lose that game last night and they've done it all year long is embarrassing.
Yeah, but I mean, here's the one thing. I disagree with you that. I mean, I like the fact that he feels good about his team making the playoffs. I don't like... We're just as hard on the Mets as we are the Yankees. Just as hard on the Mets.
Absolutely.
Like, I've said it a thousand times. Like, you know, this is... It's not like the Mets are having this great season. They're not.
They're just in a division, which is not good.
Exactly.
And they've capitalized.
And we wouldn't be killed. We would be focused. Like when the Mets have games like this, when Edwin Diaz implodes, I mean, we rip the Mets. But end of the day, as a Mets fan, you, it's like, okay, that loss sucked, but guess what? we're still in first place.
If the Yankees were four games up after the loss last night, it wouldn't be that bad of a loss.
You would not. I mean, it would suck, but you wouldn't be nearly as upset.
Absolutely. Let's go to Mark in Staten Island. Mark, you're on 98.7.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
I just think that the Yankees should try to trade for Rizzo on the Cubs. You know, he's a good glue guy.
I don't think they're going to deal him, though.
Great defender.
Here's the thing, though, about Rizzo.
I'd try anything to go after him.
Yeah, but here's the thing about Rizzo, Mark, is the other team that could potentially get Rizzo if they make him available is the team you played last night.
The Sox, huh?
Is the Red Sox.
That'd be awful. I don't think, and I guess I could be wrong, I don't think they're going to trade Rizzo or Baez.
Oh, I could see them trading Baez for sure. He's going to be a free agent.
You don't expect them to keep him, though?
For the amount of money that you think they're going to pay? You don't think he wants to be paid like Lindor got paid? Up?
I mean, it's a big market team. You're not going to keep a young shortstop?
I love Javi Baez. I think he's so fun to watch. But I don't know if the Cubs are at a point where they can justify paying him that much money.
I mean, Kimbrel gone, Bryant gone. But
Rizzo feels like the one that they would hold on. Like, he feels like he's the face of that. You know what I mean? Like, he the face of that team, I feel like, is him.
Is Baez.
No. Rizzo.
Yeah, I think so, too. I don't know that they're going to trade him. Let's go to Spike in St. Pete. Good morning, Spike.
Good morning, and have a great vacation. I've got one list comment, and the Yankees, you have to have a closer. If you don't have a closer, you can't win. It's just a fact that we've known. We've all been spoiled by Rivera. On the list, I have I'm very well qualified to have an opinion, obviously, but it's hard to compare one-man shows, two-man shows, etc. Now,
don't get lost in minutia, Spike. Give us your list if you have a list.
It's always been you as the best pound-for-pound host. Mm-hmm. I've always adhered to that. You know that. But Colin is a terrific individual host. I put you 1-2, 2-1. I could flip a coin. You both have tremendous knowledge. You're both very funny, and you're both very on the money and quick.
Who's your number one host? Spike, I don't want you to placate anybody. I'm not looking for false narratives. Who is your number one host on the station? And leave it at that.
Dave, you're asking who's my favorite child. It doesn't work that way.
Spike,
I like you the best of it.
Everyone has a favorite child.
Stop.
The
best
Everyone, Spike, yeah, don't tell everyone has
Spike,
a favorite child.
Spike, who is your number one host at the station?
It's too tight to call.
Oh, that's so weak.
I made my list. Spike, hang up
Dave,
on him.
Dave's going to give me his list right now.
Right now.
What's your list? Top five, starter five.
All right, five. Alan Hahn.
Okay. Good pick.
Okay. Four. Now I have to ask you a question before I continue.
Okay.
Because well-schooled and able to do so many things, Don does pre and post of the Rangers, play-by-play of the Rangers, hosts a show with others, can host a show on his own. Does he get extra points for like the Rangers stuff, or is it solely based on hosting at the station?
Well, no. I mean, he hosts the station. I mean, that pre and post stuff is on the station.
You just love Tiger. Sniff him. Sniff him dead.
Oh. You know what I will say this about you?
His hockey play-by-play might vault him up then in the list.
Well, I don't think play-by-play can vault you up in the list.
Oh,
no,
can't.
It's actually on the station. No, you're right. It's on the station. You're right.
what was that?
I have no idea, but you're right.
It is labeled angry eating oranges for some reason.
Because Kay yelled at him for eating the oranges, yeah.
Oh, so he just ate them like obnoxiously loud on
the
air?
He coughed the other day. The cough one is my favorite.
By the way,
number one seed.
Typhoid Mary wasn't sick as long as Don.
He sounded sick again yesterday.
He's sick for weeks. All right, how about that? I mean, weeks. Do you think he might want to see some kind of a physician?
I would imagine that would be my next step, yeah.
Right?
I can't shake right. The plague I'm dealing with right now, yeah.
So Han is five. Greeny is four.
A little disrespectful, but okay, I'll take it.
Don is three. Michael is two.
Ooh, Boomer. Michael's okay, Boomer.
Ooh. And I think I'm number one.
See, now you completely lost me.
No, I didn't lose you.
You can't put yourself one.
Why not?
I mean, it speaks to how delusional you are.
No, I think I'm honest. I think I do. You don't think I do a great job as a host on the station?
No, listen, I love you. I think
okay.
You do a great job. But I mean, we're talking about a bunch of different things here. I mean, the fact that Greeny's in the Hall of Fame, I mean, vaults him up the list.
Why?
Well, because he's still performing at a high level. Like, it's not like he's washed up.
Great. Listen, he's on a list of where I could take any number of people, and I have him number four.
Yeah, but if you're number one at the station.
And he was number three until I added Don's hockey play-by-play up there.
Okay, but time out. I mean, if you're number one at the station, then how the hell are we doing just 5-8 if you're number one? We need to speak to somebody then.
Well, no.
They're holding you back.
No. We're doing well in 5-8. We got 2 hours of morning drive, and I envision at some point hopefully we'll add to that. So I think we're doing great.
I was going to actually compliment your list initially, and now I can't. You forced me not to. Because I was going to say,
when they guessed at the list yesterday, when Don said, I have the top five at the station, who was the first person they guessed?
Well, that's because Don always says you're the best pound for pound.
Okay.
And for some reason, you dropped on his list. But I was going to compliment you in saying, I appreciate the fact that you don't allow feelings to get in the way of making a legitimate list. And then
I don't.
Well, you did, because you made yourself first.
Well, maybe I think I'm the best host on the station.
Well, if that's the case, then we really need to.
You had me at you had me at three.
I had you at three.
All right, so it's not like you think I'm 15 and I have myself at one. You had me at three and one.
I would have preferred like you're acting a little bit LeBron James-ish right now. Like, that's have fine. A little bit of humility. Put yourself three, and people could be like, no, Dave, you're not three. At least two.
But why would I put myself three when I don't think I'm three? You wanted
this could be why you're so lazy.
A legitimate, honest list.
Yeah, but this could be why you're so lazy now. I figured it out. Like, you feel like you've arrived already. You're
no, I'm very hardworking. A lot of preparation.
To the point where I compared
saving
you to LeBron
saving
James.
You and did it happen in Florida with a phenomenal story.
Yeah, but here's the thing, though. I just compared you. You're so delusional. You have this crazy amount of confidence. I said, you're like LeBron James. You're like, oh, okay. That's all right.
I'm comfortable with that. I think it's a great
analogy. Very comfortable, apparently.
All right, Santy. It's time now for three stars.
Today's three stars of DCR. Number three.
All right, fellas. We'll start it off with Dave Rothenberg going on his vacation. Listen, I talked about Dave thriving off making people uncomfortable. And he sort of tried to make me feel uncomfortable for not knowing what Lake George was.
But it's embarrassing.
I don't feel bad about that at all. Actually, Dave, you will get the star for this purpose because of your expert haggling skills getting the hotel rate down. So
that's right.
Good for you.
Thank you.
Number two.
It's going to go to Rick DiPietro for expertly handling the 6:30 segment. He might have a future in driving segments from now on. I don't know. Are we going to make that a thing?
Well, I think we're going to make it a thing. Weekly, we're going to have Rick host one segment. And I think management heard him do that segment. Like, okay.
Great opportunity,
all
Rick.
All right, now. It'll be good for you. It'll help your career. When Rothenberg's out, you'll host the show.
Number one.
And, you know, yesterday we were talking about, no more lists. Didn't even go 24 hours. I was going to say we did two lists today. We actually did three because Dave did number three and made himself number one on the actual list.
Embarrassing.
It's embarrassing. And who pushed for the list? You. You desperately had to get in the list. You know why? You're list addicted.
Once
you
more, peak Rothenberg.
You can't control yourself. You're list addicted. It's Rule 76.
No excuses. Play like a champion. It's DiPietro, Canty, Rothenberg, and
everybody
on 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro, Canty, and Rothenberg podcast.
I have nothing left.
Hear more of DiPietro, Canty, and Rothenberg live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play ESPN New York 98.7.